Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel as we look ahead in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel is joining us again today as we talk about the end of the old year and look into the first few days of the new year of 2017. Darrell, based on what you've seen out of the last couple of cattle on feed reports and where we are really right now in currentness, where we are right now on beef demand, you know, what do you see for the end of the year and the start of 2017?
Well, again, as an overall market level, I mean, you can make the argument probably that on a year-to-year basis, we're still looking at, an overall decrease in prices in 2017. That said, given that where we dropped to here recently in 2016, going into 2017, I see this as more of a sideways kind of a market. I think, again, we're at a fairly supportable level at this point. And, you know, then you lay seasonality on top of that. You're probably looking at fed cattle prices that will, you know, will finish the year here, I imagine, in this 105 plus or minus range, perhaps a little stronger than that. And that means through the first quarter of next year, we could expect to push these prices back up to, you know, 110 to 115, perhaps even a little bit higher for a spring peak.
Backing up the pipeline from finished cattle to stocker cattle, Dr. Peel says it's been a little slower than he thought it would be in getting cattle out onto wheat pasture.
Well, I think in terms of, the numbers we see, I think we have not brought cattle out as quickly as we thought. Part of that was simply because the wheat didn't develop and the forage was not there. In other cases, I think this sort of fear in the marketplace kind of kept people from making a commitment early on. I do think we will continue to see cattle placed perhaps even after the first of the year. If folks are still looking at graze out, given that the wheat prospects from a grain standpoint don't look that good. So we could continue to see some placements. We've had a very unusual feeder cattle market this fall that really favored some buying opportunities, I think, in kind of the middle weights, perhaps a little bit heavier than stocker producers really look at. It looks like that's kind of self-correcting at this point, so that's a little bit less of an issue. But the strength in the market now, there's still an awful lot of demand, as there typically is this time of the year, in these lightweight stocker calves. And I guess I would just encourage producers to take a look at maybe some other weights, look a little bit heavier than you might normally buy, and see if that pencils out to be perhaps a better opportunity for you.
Talking strategy for our stocker operators, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Secure your farm's future with soil health. The 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 35 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Speakers, schedule, and registration at notill.org. Early bird pricing ends November 30th. Presented by Farmer's Edge. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag.
Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.